So, good evening, everybody. My name is Khalid Amutayri. I'm from Saudi Arabia, PhD candidate at Oregon State University, working with Dr. Jeff Braila and Bernadine Streck. So today I would like to represent my research about strategies for maintaining food quality in blueberry under water limited conditions. So first of all, excuse me, is there a painter or something? Pointer? Okay, that's fine. So blueberry Fusarium species is sensitive to water deficit due to their shallow rooted. The vast majority of roots are located at the top 50 centimeters of soil, so that's why they are sensitive to water deficit. And the most critical period of drought when the high water demand requested by bushes, which is the time of fruit set, started in that graph from May till the fruit harvest being completed till September. So it's not just the fruit development can be during that time, but also the shoot growth or the vegetative growth, also a huge sink for water source or nutrition sources, also the roots. So there is a huge competition during that period of time. Also, blueberries have a double sigmoidal curve pattern of berry development. So the stage number one, which is the first sigmoid of growth, represented by increasing in berry size or berry weight, dry weight, by rapid cell division. The stage number two, which is the embryo growth, there is not very much growth occurred during that time, but the stage number three, rapid cell expansion or enlargement. So as you can imagine, by comparison with these three stages, stage number one and two are the most critical time, but between stage one and three, I guess the number three, you can imagine it's the huge, because it's rely mostly on the water. Decreasing flower buds by bud density of some southern high bush blueberry cultivars has some benefits, such as increase the vegetative growth, which is reflected on the increase the fruit size, which is later will reflect the increasing yield. Also, many commercial blueberry fields irrigated by drip or either by sprinklers, but all of them irrigated, and mandatory water restriction may soon be limited in the most of commercial growing regions such as California and Eastern Washington. So that's why we object this research. And the primary purposes of this study was to evaluate the impact of water deficit on the growth rate, fruit development, and fruit quality pre- and post-harvest. Develop strategies to maintain blueberry fruit quality under water-limited conditions. Also to test the hypothesis that the impact of water limitations on yield and of fruit quality may vary depending on the time when it's applied. So, material and methods. This study was conducted on a mature field of Elliott cultivar at Oregon State University Farm in Corvallis, Oregon State. We used two combination of two stages of drought combined with two crop loads. So basically, normal crop load and light crop load. Normal crop load, the bushes been pruned as a standard commercial field, but with large crop load, 50% of the flower buds been removed. So it's an extra pruning, early drought and late drought. As I mentioned, the stage number one and two considered to be an early drought and late drought between stage two and three, 6 weeks without irrigation. So the difference between early drought and late drought, early drought, it has some rain. It's not that much, but it has some rain. So for instance, we irrigate like a 1 or 2 inches per week, but with the early drought for a whole month, it just got 1 inches. So as you can imagine, it's just 25% what's required for that time. With the late drought, there was no precipitation during that time. So the third cluster of each, the third cluster from the tip of the lateral bin tagged, and then fruit growth been monitored by taking pictures every 5 days to monitor the growth of the diameter. Also, after harvest, a subsample of fruit from each replicate was then analyzed for quality characteristics. Results. Here's some pictures of the different results or drought results. So A and B, A is the control, B is the cluster from a bush that's been stressed during the early stage. As you can see, there is, you cannot tell if the bush has been stressed or not. Yes, there is a decrease when you measure it, but by just looking at the cluster, you cannot tell if the bush has been stressed or not. Whereas C and D, C is the control, D is the late drought cluster. So you can see a huge difference. The cluster, the, all the fruits been shuffled, and an impact is huge compared with B. It is the pattern of all the treatments. So letter N at the top of right top is normal crop load, whereas L, large crop load. So the green color, the graph for green color, you can see a reduction when the first drought applied June 6th, and then it ended July 4th. So the lowest one was the green color, which is the normal crop load. It's affected by the drought. The gray, the large gray, it's in the middle here. Cannot see it very well. This one, it's affected too, but it's affected too, but because the crop been thinned to a 50%, the reduction wasn't that huge. So bushes were recouped very fast compared with the green one. Even the green one recouped very fast. So the early drought affected, but bushes were able to recoup very fast compared with the later drought, which is the dark red color and the dark blue color. As you can see, that the reduction is huge. They were the lowest two bars at the right. So the later drought started July 28th and ended September 8th. Crop load reduction had no effect on plant water potential. So as you can see here, June until July and mid of July is the first stage of fruit development. The maximum of stem water potential was minus one. It was, the bushes were stressed, but by comparison with the later stage, minus three, there is three times more than the early drought. So the late drought has an extremely impact on the bushes by comparison with the early drought. Normal crop load or half crop load, there is no huge difference between them. But by the time apply on the water deficit is a huge difference. Here's the early drought had no effect on yield. As you can see, the dark color bars are the normal crop load, whereas the light bars, light color is the light crop load. So none, which is the control, there is no impact on the taking off 50% of the fruit on the yield, but with the early season, it does increase, especially with the second year, which is 2012. Why it's that? Because the way we prune, as you can see, the yield three times what was used to be in 2011 because the pruning ways been changed. Thinning the crop to 50% allowed the plants and increased the fruit yield, fruit diameter, which is reflected in the fruit total weight, even though plants were under stressed. Again, that's for individual berry weight, berry gram, the taking percent, 50% of the fruits increased the yield, increased the diameter, but it's not necessarily will increase the yield. So in the summary, the results suggested that blueberry may be mainly affected by drought during early stages of fruit development, And thinning the crop to 50% may result in larger periods at harvest when plants are exposed to drought at any stage of fruit development. I would like to thank Dr. Dave Breiler and Bernadine Streck and Lewis Brown Farm at Oregon State University. Thank you so much for your kind attention. Any questions? Did I measure soil water content?
Moisture content, yeah.
Yeah, well, not with this study, but other study, yes, I did, but not this one.
As you mentioned, in your early drought, you had a rain event?
Yes. It's not that much. I mean, it's like less than 25% what's required for these bushes to be irrigated, so. Yes.
What was the soil type or soil amendment that you used on these experiments?
Clay loam. The soil type is clay loam.
And it was amended?
It was not amended. It was like covered with sawdust. Okay. But it was amended at the beginning. The study was conducted like 8 years after the field been established. It's not amended with sawdust exactly. I don't really know exactly what was. But at that time, I just applied sawdust. It wasn't cooperated, just covered. Yeah. Yes.
How did you thin the buds or the fruit?
How did I thin the buds or the fruits? So basically, after the crew pruned the field, okay, I went through the field and take off 50%. I count how many buds do I have, like 9 buds, take off 4, 8 buds, take off 4 or 5, something like that. But I came up with a 50%, just the pruning ways.
So would thinning actually be an economically viable thing for growers if they have to deal with water restriction and drought?
So thinning would be economically apply if growers has to do that. I guess yes, if you, I guess it's easy since it's pruning ways. So if you just district or just like tell the crew, take off 50%, you don't have to count just by like assuming. I guess it will work. I guess it's easy. I know it's not that hard, but it will take time, yeah. Yes?
Did you measure firmness of the fruit?
Did I measure firmness in the fruit? Yes, I did.
Was there any treatment effect?
Yes, as you can speculate, if it's the fruit's been drought, smaller fruits, firmer fruits. But the problem is, since the first harvest, they escape the extremely drought for late drought, so the second or third harvest, you won't get a really good fruit to measure, you know? Like for this picture, you cannot measure these. But the first harvest from that cluster, you can measure it. So it's useful, you can measure the firmness. Yes?
By thinning the buds, did you reduce the yield by having fewer berries?
By thinning the buds, did you reduce the yield? Yes, I did reduce the yield with the control treatments, but not with the early drought. The control treatment I did, and for the 2011 I had a reduction in yield because we were conservative when we pruned the fruits, so we had already lowest yield. So with the 50% in addition to the pruning, so we got way much less, as you can see in 2011. So the yield was less than 25% of 30% of the 2012, just because we were more conservative when we were prone. Any questions? I guess I'm good. Thank you so much.